Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this another day's journey. We thank you that you have allowed us to come into this house of prayer just one more time. To be in the number is a blessing today. And Father God, we thank you for those that have come into your house seeking a word from on high. I pray now, God, that you use me to speak to somebody. Use me as an empty vessel. Fill me up. Help me encourage somebody on this morning. I pray right now, God, that you give me the preaching power that makes it easy to teach and edify the minds of your children. We thank you again, God, that you are having your way in this place like never before. It is in Jesus' name we do pray. All the believers said amen. Amen. And thank God. Turn with me while you're on your feet to Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans, the 8th chapter. We will start reading just one verse, verse 26. Romans. The eighth chapter, commencing with verse 26. Reading from the NIV rendering reads as follows: In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. You may be seated in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. I want to continue our series on the expectations of prayer. The expectations of prayer. As we close this series on the expectations of prayer, my personal prayer is that this series has influenced you to rebuild or build a better relationship with God in your prayer life. I pray that in times of joy, peace, and tranquility that you seek God in prayer. Not only in good times, but unbearable times of sadness, loneliness, and uneasiness. Brothers and sisters, I would be remiss, however, if I didn't tell you that we need to communicate with God in every season of our lives. Not only when things are going bad, but we ought to send up some timber when things are going good. So when things go bad, we're not a stranger to God. And I want to tell you something on this Sunday morning. We sit in here, look holy, talk holy, but we don't talk and communicate with God like we should. We can find God when we need a bill paid. We can find God when we need a job. We can find God, Sister Demetria, when we're sick. But what should we do, Pastor, when things are going good? The same way you bent your knees when things were not going exactly the way you wanted them to go. should be the same way you bow when things are going good. And I found out, Deacon Pooler, that everybody wants honey, but wants no bees. Sometimes you got to experience bees in your life. Those bees will sting you. I have a wasp nest right there. I have I guess you call it an outside light by the door. What you call that, y'all? Y'all know I don't know. An outside light. Thank you. An outside light. And it's a bee nest. A wasp nest hanging on the outside of the bowl. And every time me and the boys walk in the house, we have to run and try to hide for cover, not for them to sting us. And that's how we are sometimes. We're running from trouble. But I found out sometimes trouble will make you strong. Trouble will make you have a better relationship with God. And I talk to people and they tell me, Brother Pastor, if I had the opportunity to do things different, I would. I can't say that. Because my experiences have made me the person I am today. And if it wasn't for those experiences that kept me on my knees at night, I don't know where I would be. And I want to tell you something. Bending your knees, staying on your knees will make you win all the time. You can have the victory if you find your knee spot. I thought I had a church in here. I know we skimp in here, but it don't mean that we can't talk back to the pastor. Oh, brothers and sisters, we looked at several passages that reminded us to pray and what to expect when we render prayer to our Heavenly Father. But Deacon McLeod, this morning I want to look at what we can expect from the Holy Spirit when we are demented and muddled on what to pray about. And sometimes, Chris, I don't know what to pray. Sometimes troubles can have me so lost and consumed that I don't know what to pray. And Brother Davis, sometimes I just say, Lord, have mercy. And between that and Lord, have mercy, the Spirit speaks for me. Am I talking to anybody in here that has had to go through something and you didn't know exactly what to pray about? God did not give you the words to talk to him. And all you could say was, Somebody has some health issues. And all they can do is say, somebody is having some money problems. And all they can say, somebody is having family difficulties. And all they can say is, I want to tell you that God hears that. He hears that. He hears that. And when I'm disgruntled and I don't know what to say, the Holy Spirit speaks for me. He speaks for me. The Apostle Paul gives us good news in the 8th chapter of Romans. He gives us blessed assurance that the Holy Spirit remains faithful to us. I wish I had a praying church in here during trying times. What benefits do Christians have when it relates to the Holy Spirit? I'm glad you asked. This whole chapter is Paul's triumphant answer to such a question. The Holy Spirit dwells in every believer, a source of their life. The Holy Spirit is a comforter and a keeper, and adopts us as sons and daughters to be joint heirs with Christ. The verse of which our text is part points to another benefit of the Holy Spirit. The passage before us suggests more distinctly that the Spirit of God and his intercession for us works in association with us. While we wait for the Lord, while we are faced with infirmities or weaknesses, God has allowed the Spirit to speak for us. Amen. One weakness we have is not knowing what to do. Amen. Have you ever been there? Amen. You've been between a rock and a hard place. And you didn't know what to say. You didn't know how to act. And all you could do is look up to heaven. And maybe I'm dealing with some sedated folks in here this morning that has never gone through a problem. But sometimes I didn't even have a in my spirit. The devil had beat me up so bad that all I could do is look up. All I could do is look up. And that's when the Holy Spirit activated itself. We suffer with illnesses. We suffer with lack. We suffer with pains and misunderstandings that have us wondering or even too weak to pray for ourselves. Most of us feel helpless in the matter of prayer. Some of us just go through the routine of praying and never look for anything to happen. And we say our prayers, but seldom do we ever really pray. Amen. We have these eloquent and big words that we talk to when we are talking to God. Amen. We try to make it politically correct. Amen. But God just wants you to be real. Amen. He just wants you to be real. And I just want to tell you, as we close this series, that you can expect the Holy Spirit to guide you and talk on your behalf. And you know, one thing I don't like, Brother Jerry, is people talking for me. And you know, a lot of us, we have people that talk for us. But you can't tell it like I can tell it. You don't know the true feeling I feel. But one thing about it, I don't mind the Holy Spirit talking for me. Amen. Because one thing about it, the Holy Spirit knows me. Amen. He knows what I'm going through. He knows what I've been through. And he knows what I'm about to go through. And I just want to leave you with these three things. The first thing that I see in this chapter that gives us blessed assurance and lets us know that we're never alone is the first thing, the Holy Spirit will assist us. The Holy Spirit will assist us. Verse 26a. In the same way, the Spirit helps, say that word, help, helps us in our. I'm going to read that again. In the same way, the Spirit, what? In awe. Is somebody in here weak this morning? Last week has brought you a lot of depression, disappointments. But I want to tell you something. Paul reminds us that the Spirit helps us when we're weak. That's a word for somebody. The Holy Spirit helps us. He helps us with our problems. The communication between the Father and the Spirit of God, which is a mystery to us, helps us when we are weak, when we are fed up. And when we're discontent, the Holy Spirit steps in and helps us. And that word help speaks of an action of a person coming to another's aid by helping them to carry or shoulder the load. And I thank God Almighty that I don't have to carry these burdens alone. Sometimes my burdens get too heavy for me to carry. But I thank God that Paul wrote in Romans that sometimes when we are weak, when we can't go another step further, the Spirit helps us. The Spirit helps us. And y'all looking at me like y'all ain't never had the Spirit help y'all. And you know, I've come to the conclusion that sometimes I'm just going to have to preach the sermon by myself. You know, in the black church, brothers and sisters, they have a thing called call and response. When I say something that you can relate to, that you can witness to, you respond back to it with a. Has anybody ever been weak on this journey? Has anybody ever been tried on this journey? I got good news for you. If you don't hear anything else, I tell you, the Holy Spirit. Tell somebody, help me preach this one. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, the Holy Spirit will help you. That was not the right neighbor. Because that neighbor should have got happy. Turn to your other neighbor. And poke him on the shoulder. Wake him up, because I know y'all sleeping here this morning. And tell him, when I am weak. You got to make it personal with him. When I don't see y'all touching nobody. When I am weak. Sister Beyonce, I guess I have to preach this sermon to my boys in the car going home. But can I tell you something? When I am weak. When I can't go a bit further. When the hills are too high. I got somebody that knows me, that will come to my aid. And see about this old boy. When I am crying at night. The Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for my friends. I thank God for my mama and my daddy. I thank God for my grandmama and granddaddy. And my sisters and my brothers. But it's nothing like the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit helps me when I don't know what to say, when I don't know how to say what I want to say. The Holy Spirit helps me. Secondly, because I know y'all don't want to have church, but secondly, I want to tell you the Holy Spirit knows you. I'm going to let that sink in, Sharice. The Holy Spirit knows me. Make it personal. Thank you for that. Say it out loud. The Holy Spirit knows. Where do you see that at? 26b. We do not know what we ought to pray for. We're praying for $1 million in the bank. And God is saying the $10 that I asked for 10% out of that $10, you don't even give me. We ask for all these other things, and sometimes we ask for frivolous things. And we put a limit on God. And here Paul tells us when we don't know what to pray for, what we need, the Spirit knows us. He helps us pray. He helps us pray. He knows what we have done. The Holy Spirit knows what we need. The groaning. Have anybody had to groan? Somebody has did it last week. That simple, when you're confused. That simple, my Lord. When you don't know what else to say. Is what Paul is talking about right here. And the Spirit speaks for us. He knows what we're going through. He sees us in the struggle. He sees us in the tunnel. And all he wants to do is let us know that I know you. I know how you're feeling right now. I know what you're going through. But the simple fact that you don't know what exactly to pray for, let me help you out. And he hears our groans. Lastly, the last thing I want to tell you is the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us. 26C. And I'm out of here. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Now, I could intercede for Deacon McCloud. Yeah. But it's nothing like the Holy Spirit interceding for Deacon McCloud. Amen, amen. Because it's not, you know, he's only going to tell me what I really would want to know as far as with, he ain't going to tell me everything he's going through. Amen. I ain't going to tell you everything I'm going through. For some, it'll be in Dublin, Georgia by tomorrow evening. Amen. But one thing about it, I don't even have to tell the Spirit what I'm going through. Amen. Because he can intercede for me. Amen. He can intercede for me. And I'm just glad that the Holy Spirit will intercede for you when you cannot pray for yourself. The Holy Spirit is praying for you. The Holy Spirit is praying for you. When you don't know what to say, the Holy Spirit steps in right on time. And I thank God that he has allowed the Holy Spirit to indwell in this place. Because one thing about it, I can rest assured that I'm never alone. Because the Holy Spirit is on the side of me. The Holy Spirit is in front of me. And the Holy Spirit is behind me. And when the devil wants to come in, the Holy Spirit will comfort me and intercede on my behalf. Standing all over this building. Standing all over this building. Every day we wake up, we should thank God that he left us a comforter. And I want to let you know that every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. But one thing about it, sometimes you're going to have to taste a little bitterness to appreciate the sweeter. What you're going through right now as I speak to you. I don't know what you're going through. But you can rest assured that the Holy Spirit is interceding for you. When I am weak, he makes me strong. When I don't know what to do, He leads me. And he guides me. All eyes closed. All eyes are closed. Whatever you're going through, I want you to pray to God. But before you pray to God, I want you to thank God for the Holy Spirit coming to your aid. I want you praying right now. Hear their prayers, oh God. Some are dealing with sickness right now. We know you to be a healer. Some are dealing with financial strain. We know you to have it all in your hands. Some right now lift their sons, their daughters, their grandchildren to you. We pray right now that you will regulate their minds. Some in here have had suicidal thoughts. Did not want to go on any further. I pray right now that you calm that spirit. In Jesus' name. Hear the prayers now, God.
That's when things start happening.
Hear our prayers now, God.
Go when I let God.
Let
God have his way.